Mishnah Gimel, since all of this is a leniency midrabbanon, because in general you have to make proper walls, but the rabbanon were lenient in this case, so that the people would have water to drink on the way up to the Beis HaMikdash, so they allowed you to have lots of gaps in the walls. However, this was only so that you could really drink water and access the water on Shabbos. And because of that, you can't make a massive area and a massive Rishus HaYochid with this leniency. And according to Rabbi Yehuda says, at Beis HaSayim, one is only allowed to use this leniency of having lots of gaps in the walls to make up an area up to a Beis HaSayim. A Beis Sa'ar is an area of land in which one is able to plant a Sa'ar of barley. It's 50 by 50 amos, and a Beis HaSayim is double that, so it would be 50 by 100 amos, and that was actually the exact size of the courtyard in the Mishkan. And since many of the halachas of Shabbos are learnt from the Mishkan, really, everything, all the 39 melachos which are forbidden on Shabbos are the 39 melachos, the 39 forms of work which are done in the Mishkan, and therefore this law is also learnt from the Mishkan. Now, the Chachom agree with Rabbi Yehuda about this limit of a Beis HaSayim, however, they hold that it only applies in specific cases. The Chachom said to Rabbi Yehuda, Le'omru Beis HaSayim, the Chachom said this limit of Beis HaSayim, Elo Beginol V'Lakarpef, only in a case of a garden or a karpef, which is some sort of storage area outside of the city. Because since these two areas are not made for living, you just store things there. So if it's larger than a Beis HaSayim, it is viewed as a karmelis, and you can't make an eruv around it. On the other hand, a deer, if it was a pen where animals are kept, and animals live there, a sachar, or an area where animals are kept, another type of area, a mukta, or a storage area which is right by someone's house, and people would enter there quite often, a chotzer or a courtyard itself, which again was used very often. So since all of these places are either designated for living, or it's somewhere where people do lots of daily activities over there, so then afilu beis chameshes keirin, even if it's large enough to plant 5 kor of barley, a kor is 30 sa'ar. So this is a much larger area than a beis HaSayim. Afilu beis aseres keirin, even if it's large enough to plant 10 kor of barley, so a massive, massive area. In those situations, one is allowed to make an eruv, and therefore, also in our case, one is allowed to distance the walls, which is making this enclosure for the well, as much as he likes, although that jabber fasin, as long as he adds in more boards, so that the gaps aren't too large. But as long as he does add enough boards, he can make this eruv as large as he likes, since this is designated for living, really, since we're getting water from the well. So that's considered a necessity for living, and it is significant enough to allow one to make an eruv as large as he likes.